The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, my colleague, watching the strategic challenges of several wars now in a pause or near pause state. Ukraine is a hot war, given that it's over to drones and missiles coming in from Russians. Very little movement on the front line, but Russia does have resources to wear down Argentina eventually. At the same time, there are said to be peace negotiations, and the most recent updating on this is that the Secretary of State, Mr. Rubio, was in Florida over the weekend talking to Ukraine. Now Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy, and Jared Kushner, also the president's envoy, are either on their way to Moscow or in Moscow to talk with the leadership there. I believe Lavrov will be the foreign minister, but certainly Vladimir Putin is involved in this as well. Gregory, the reason I hesitate here is that there is a history of dealing with Russia, whether it's the Soviet Union or Russia, dating back to the beginning of the American Republic. John Quincy Adams was an ambassador to the court of Catherine the Great once upon a time in Petersburg. The Russians are a civilization a thousand years older than the U.S., at least. We're dealing with another assumption than the American way of what's in it for us. How do you make money? Your measure of negotiating with Putin, if it's the same as Stalin, they don't move from their initial position. Is that correct, Gregory?
I wouldn't say that's 100% correct, but you can say that they have a consistency of a position, mostly dictated by history and geography, so that they know where they can and can't move. So that's the bottom line there. So they appear consistent, and the U.S. might say stubborn about their geopolitical and strategic objectives. But the way that most people view the United States is that it is inconsistent in its views, and that you get an entirely new United States every 4 years or every 8 years, because once you get a new administration in the U.S., it's as though the previous administration didn't exist. Everything changes, and it confounds and confuses foreign powers, whether they're adversaries or friends. So Putin and Lavrov are naturally concerned that the U.S. is not necessarily going to be a stable negotiating partner. However, as far as President Putin is concerned, he sees President Trump as at least a reliable ally. So essentially you've got a situation where Putin and Trump are the only two who can sort this out. Now, what's going to happen is that President Putin is in 2 days, he's going to be out of Moscow, and he's going to be in India for a couple of days on a major bilateral trade deal, particularly military trade, and one which allows Russian and Indian troops and military aircraft and ships and so on to use each other's facilities. So that's going to be of profound importance, and it does align with our belief that post the China threat, Russia and India are going to be very key to shaping the global strategic environment. So that's very significant. Now, what can Mr. Witkoff do in the next 24 hours? That's going to be critical. And even President Zelensky from Ukraine has said that the talks going on today and tomorrow are really what is going to determine the outcome of this war. So I think a lot of people are saying, okay, something's going to happen. We've seen Zelensky essentially agree to much of the United States plan. We've seen Putin agree to much of the United States plan as well. And the only fly in the ointment are the Europeans, who are very happy to fight the last Ukrainian and very happy to fight to the last American, for that matter. So essentially, it's important for this to be resolved for Russia, Ukraine, and the United States to sort this out and to find a place where Zelensky can go in order for him to safely retire without being killed or put on trial by his own people. Now, you could argue that President Putin should be equally legally culpable, but the fact is that he's going to be the victorious power. He will end up with the restoration of the Russian part of eastern Ukraine, or what had been lately eastern Ukraine. That will go back into Russia, and the Russian position will be relatively secure. The Europeans can fuss about it, and they can't do anything about it. Western Europe is much, much more economically and militarily powerful than Russia, but is so disorganized and lacking in morale and spirit and unification that the Russians have the advantage there. So essentially what they've got to do now, Trump, Putin, Zelensky, is agree to something, including finding some way for Zelensky to not look like the criminal who murdered a quarter of his population.
We're told that the Rada must endorse any transfer of land from Ukraine to Russia. That is of extremely unlikely. So they're going to have to bypass that. If I understand correctly, Mr. Putin demands the Donbass and parts of Kherson and Zaporizhia Oblast, and then all of Crimea. So the Rada is going to be ignored, elbowed aside. We have about a minute.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I'm sure they will not declare that as a final border. They'll probably call it something like a line of control, or a peace line, or something like that, with the implicit instruction that this would be resolved later. But in fact, it's going to be a fairly permanent situation. And we have to bear in mind that many of the borders around the world are not legally defined or agreed by all sides. So having an ill-defined border is nothing new, and it will be particularly apparent in the coming decades around the world.
And the terms in Ukraine, will they alarm the Europeans to get to their own ramparts, or will they relax again and go back under the umbrella of the United States, theoretically? We have 30 seconds.
They will be alarmed. They will start rattling sabers and promising to spend more on weapons and integration. But ultimately, they have to, because of economic conditions and security issues, they have to calm down and deal with their own internal problems, which are far more critical than any potential threat from Russia.
Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, the author of the new book, Noble State, looking at the situation and the hot war in Ukraine and what could be the hot war in Venezuela within moments. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.